Well, really, just to highlight the fact that we hadn't sold all the tickets, the fact that they're expensive, and that I understand that. Wish they were cheaper. And just asking them if they can possibly afford it to try and come along, because it's a big afternoon for us. I think it's an agenda that we as a club are focusing on, that away fans should get a better rate to make it easier. With all the finance coming into the game, it's something that must be looked at by the Premier League and by the chairman of Premier League.
What's the importance of sort of making some noise about that publicly at, you know, press conferences like this and getting that message across then to try and.
Well, I'm just, you know, these messages start with your fans. It's your fans who, and I'm just echoing my personal opinion with what I think our fans want, and I think fans up and down the country want, is that want to follow their team. They want a good seat in an area where they can have a good view of the game, and at a decent price, and a price that makes it viable to be able to travel. I think it will, yeah, and I think there is some feeling towards it. With a new TV contract, there seems to be no reason why that can't be addressed.
Just in terms of the performance last week against Arsenal, you said you've never been as fulfilled after a defeat as a manager in a long, long time when you spoke immediately after the game. How have you tried to harness some of the positives from that performance going into this week?
I think the process that you're after as a manager is important, because you know, if your process is right, then you're going to get more results go your way. You can start making your own luck, or whatever you want to call it. The process was good against Arsenal. The game plan that I wanted the team to do, they almost fulfilled, apart from one little area, and that was to get a second and third goal. But we come mightily close. The bottom line is we lost, and but the process is the same, and we have to carry that into West Ham. And that's what we'll look to do.
And just a word on who's done a great job in getting the team to where they are this season. Do you have an element of sympathy that they're in a similar kind of way to you when you were going through a good period at Newcastle? There was still sort of underlying speculation about your future back then. Sam seems to be blighted by that a little bit as well. Do you have sympathy based on how well he's doing on the pitch with the team?
Sometimes. It's difficult when you've got a difficult glass ceiling above you to try and break through to that top four or five clubs, and you know, that period underneath becomes a bit frustrating for fans, particularly if you're out the cups, that you want to win something. Fans want to win something. They want to see their team achieve something, and I think this is probably an important game for West Ham to try and stay with that little pack. Because they've had a great season, and that is part and parcel of the Premier League, though. And Sam, as well as I knew, it's Newcastle knew that that pressure comes when you lose games.
Thank you.
Well,
do you see any similarities in the way that you usually get some very good results at Newcastle, and you can quite win over sections of the fans? And Sam gets great results at West Ham, and he has a similar problem, it seems.
Well, I just touched on it a little bit. You know, I think it's just the fans' expectation. Can we, you know, and it gets frustrating. You can't quite get there. West Ham was in there, right in amongst it a little few weeks ago, and just fallen behind. That doesn't mean to say they can't get there still, and that's what you've got to try and achieve in that club. When the 1 year we had at Newcastle, he was in the Champions League positions with about three games to go, and couldn't quite make it. Nearly did. It's very difficult. Southampton find themselves there, and then the expectation the year after becomes greater, of course. And sometimes, a bit like what happened at Newcastle and what might happen to West Ham, is the Europa League kicks in, and then that is very, very difficult, as all the managers who are involved tonight are expressing. The time scale between the Thursday to the Sunday isn't fair, and that needs to be addressed.
Just one for me. You've got Barry Bannon out on loan at Bolton at the minute. He tweeted yesterday, 50 Shades of Grey on my own in the cinema. That's how bored I am today. Are you worried about his mental state at all in my 3D?
I don't know where you got that from. No, I am not in any doubt about his mental state. He's a very, very stable young man, and hopefully he's not getting involved in any of that sort of action.
Alan, did West Ham provide someone like a team like Palace with quite a good model that you were able to come up, and then they came out and survived a couple of seasons, and obviously they've strengthened the squad very well and are someone with some good players? Is that something that Palace kind of looked at?
Well, of course. You know, the problem at Crystal Palace is the history is... It's a yo-yo club and goes up and down year in the division, a couple of years maybe, I can't remember, going longer than that. Your second year is your toughest. This is the toughest year. The first year you can get by with just the sheer kind of excitement and adrenaline that being in the Premiership can provide. But the second year, that kind of runs out. And you then are leaning on what you have in the building in terms of quality, and we're hoping that we got enough in our building to overcome that second year. It's a very, very difficult thing to do, and but once you've done that, then you can start to stabilise yourself if you buy and trade well. And Stoke, West Ham, Southampton, Newcastle have all done that in recent years. I think it's very much focused on what I want from the team, understanding that I want to change the way we play and trying to adapt quickly with 12 games to go, a style that's going to keep us in the division. And I have to get the balance right between what I want to see and what this team can do. And that's been a learning process up until this point. I'm pretty confident about what I have. And I think that this team can hopefully produce the performances to stay in the division from now to the end.
And finally, just a bit off topic, what do you think about the Winter World Cup? I mean, it's not impossible that you might even be in charge in a few years' time. Do you think England could even benefit from a World Cup being in Qatar?
They certainly wouldn't benefit from a World Cup in the summer in Qatar, I don't think, for our fans and for our players. They've won the process. We all have to understand, I think, in football, that year could well be a Winter World Cup and deal with it, and I'm sure we can. And I have to organise our leagues and our programmes accordingly.
Do you think that World Cup could still be a success?
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Most World Cups are.
You gave Mark Noble his debut back at West Ham. He's signed a new contract today.
Yeah, I heard that.
Have you been impressed with what he's done with his career? How he's maintain that form at West Ham?
Well, he's a rare commodity in the Premier League in terms of his loyalty to West Ham, because I'm sure there's been occasions when perhaps he could have looked elsewhere. His family, the boy himself, love that football club, and it comes through in his football, and he's an outstanding player, and I just think the way he carries himself and the way he plays is a credit not just to himself, but to West Ham and to young English players up and down the country. Fantastic player.
Are you surprised he's never played for England?
In a way, yeah. I've seen some names that have been in and around that team. He definitely would have deserved some sort of chance or recognition to play. Probably gone from him now. But later in careers, players can change the way they play. Scotty Parker did, and Mark is a fantastic experience and still might break through.
Okay, cameras off, please. If the written press would like to come forward.
I always feel like I need to serve pints at this stage, like behind the bar.
Boss, are we in a situation where with two away games, you might start feeling a little bit concerned about this?